Cream combos, always real, they never play. Download the podcast, listen on any day. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xaviera, best host of all time. All of the faithful listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half of mine. I do co-sign this lady to shine like Frankenstein. Cut it to day design. Icecreamcombos.com. Tune in. Tune in. Yeah. It's influence. Influence. But icecreamcombos.com.
Hey, ICC friends, it is Xaviera, and I am here with a very special guest today, and I'm so excited to be talking to him. Do you guys recognize this fellow right here? This is my buddy, Petey Pablo.
What's going on, y'all?
Petey, thank you so much for joining me today. Now, a funny story. I recently went to an event, and it was the State of Hip Hop event,
right.
Bone Crushers event. And there were so many different people there, legends in hip-hop, hip-hop artists, political figures. Mm-hmm. Just a great situation. And I met this gentleman, and I was like, he is so funny, and he is so cool, and he was wearing the illest red fur you ever want to see in your life.
Hey, right? Everybody still talking about that jacket.
That fur jacket was off the hook. So we're standing there, we're talking, and we're kicking it. And then someone was like, yeah, Petey. And I was like, Petey who? Petey Pop. I was like, oh my God, that's Petey Pablo. He's my favorite. So I'm just so glad that you are sitting here today to talk with us. Now, before we get started, I want to tell you what happened last week.
Okay.
You posted this photo on your Instagram page of you wearing all black, and you had your glasses on, and you was giving like this real R&B steez. And I posted that picture, and you set my social media accounts on fire.
I got to find it. Hold on. I got to see the picture you talking about.
Yes. I will show you what picture I'm talking about. You literally set.
Great.
Hold on. I bet I can find it faster than you can.
You probably can. All black.
You literally set my social media page on fire. Hold on. Look. I'm going to show you. Please hold, guys, while I show Petey this picture of him looking all scrump-dilly-umptious. This is the picture. Right here.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
See?
You did find it. Hey.
How was you feeling this day? Tell me how you was feeling.
I was on one. No, it's like, you know, certain days, especially when you take the initiative to start making the steps you need to take to get to where you're trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
It's a feel yourself day.
Okay.
You know, it's an actual feel yourself day. When you start to accomplish the things that you set out to accomplish, and you start to see it come into play, yeah, I mean, it's nothing wrong with that. It's not being arrogant. It's not being self-centered. You know, it's giving yourself the credit that a lot of times people look for other confirmation.
That's right.
From other people. It's like, hey, am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? Know that you're doing it right yourself. You know, and that's the best way.
Celebrate yourself.
Celebrate yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. So, you know, every now and then, you know, I get in my, you know what, you're doing a good job, brother. You're doing a very good job, brother.
Yes, keep you doing are. It. Yes, you are. Okay, so I want to interview you as if I don't have a clue about you.
Okay.
So, because our audience ranges from very young millennials all the way up to your favorite auntie who turned up at the family barbecue.
Oh, man.
So, I want to bring it all together today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, the first thing I want to know is how did you come up with the stage name Petey Pablo? Because your real name is Moses.
Right, absolutely. Well, Petey was my nickname. My mother actually named me after the dog on the Little Rascals. So,
makes sense.
She said that. I mean, I used to just laugh, and every time they would say the name, I would just laugh. So, but Pablo was actually one of my very good friends that is no longer with us.
Okay.
And I said, as long as I'm alive, you know, I'll keep his name alive. So when you say my name, you say my man name at the same time.
That's dope, Petey. That's really dope. Okay, so there's a rumor that you got signed to your first record deal because someone overheard you rapping in a bathroom.
Not a rumor.
That's not a rumor. It's not.
It's true.
So you was wiping and rapping.
No, I won't. No, that's y'all. Y'all do the patting and wiping. No. No, in New York, as crazy as it is, or as crazy as it sounds, the bathroom is actually the place people hang out.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, nobody.
Especially at the club.
Yeah, that's where we were. We were at the club, and, you know, I was looking for my partners, and I had walked around the club, and they weren't in there, so I went downstairs to the bathroom, and that's where they were all just standing around hanging out, you know. And when I walked in, Black Rob was like, hey, that's the guy I was telling you about, you know. And he was like, yo, just kill something. And I just started spitting. And as I was rapping, Dave Lighty, Chris Lighty's brother, you know, God rest Chris.
Yes.
Missed Chris so much. But Dave walked in the bathroom. And, yeah.
And it was just like that?
Just like that.
Did you always want to be a rapper? Like, as a child, what did you always say you wanted to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be in the entertainment, and this is something that I want to let everybody know.
Okay.
Make sure that children, you encourage your children to do whatever they start to do, without you initiating something for them to do. Whatever a child start off doing, that's what they're probably going to. That's what their interests are. Their interest is a natural interest. The talent, the whatever God gives the child, that's what a child grabs. Gravitates to, you know, from birth. And mine just so happened to be music. Like me walking around the house beating on pots and pans, and me looking at TV and wanting to emulate everything I seen on TV musically. And coming from a musical family, and my family always encouraged that. They didn't yell at me, put that stuff down, stop making all that noise, and cut that off. You know, they encouraged it, no matter how crazy it sounded. But and make sure you give your children good examples to follow, whatever it is that they're doing. If they want to build tree houses, make sure you show them the best shows of them building. If they want to be entertainers, make sure you play the Aretha Franklins and the, you know, the Whitney Houstons and the great voices of the time, the Tamela Manns, and, you know, whatever it is they want to do, make sure you give them great examples to follow. And that's what my mom did for me. But actually, I wanted to be a singer.
You did.
Because
now, you have a voice, because when I was in the bathroom getting myself together, when I was wiping and rapping, I heard you out here singing.
Oh, man. Yeah,
sing some, people.
No, indulge me.
Just a little something.
Well, you know, I have a very big show tomorrow, so.
Oh, okay. Well, we know. No. Yeah, save it for the show.
I'm flying to Texas, so.
But he does have a voice. And
make sure y'all get that. Make sure. I tell you what y'all do. Y'all go to my second album and look up a song called He Spoke to Me. And
you'll hear those vocals.
You'll hear them vocals on there.
Them vocals.
No auto-tune. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. I ain't saying nothing wrong with it. Because, you know.
For some of us, some of them need it.
I mean, I've tried it. Nah, it's kind of cute. But ain't nothing like that good old.
Okay. Yeah. In the vocal cord.
Yeah, that good old. That's where you gotta. Man, I've been drinking tea. Yeah, I'm kind of raspy this morning, but it's all right.
But I like the sound of your voice. I like that raspy.
Got one of them KC. Ooh, yeah.
Okay, so you dropped your first album, Diary of a Sinner. And then your second album was Still Writing in My Diary. Is that correct? What you looking at? What are we looking at?
I want to make sure they can. You know, a lot of people be like, what's wrong with his eyes? Why he ain't taking his glasses off? He cockeyed.
Let him see.
He cockeyed.
No, I told y'all this was going to be fun.
No, but, you know, when the lights are glass, you.
You got to make sure. Cool, you got to let people know that your eyes are intact.
They're pretty.
Yes, they are.
Beautiful. I ain't fair to whopping them. No. That's my home.
Oh my gosh, I'm having so much fun. Okay, so your second album was Still Writing in My Diary.
Right.
What was your thing with diaries, and why did you? Because I always wonder why people choose album titles. And, you know, explain to me why you chose to stick with the theme of a diary. Is it because you were basically giving us an insight of your life?
That's exactly the reason. And that's why You guys will be the first to hear the title of the new album today, which is Diary of a Sinner, the New Testament.
Yes. We got an exclusive. This is why I love Petey. Yeah. I knew Petey was going to drop a gem today.
The New Testament. You know what? And I actually been working on the album cover.
Are we going to get a sneak peek of that, too?
Let's see if I got a sneak peek of the album cover in here.
Leaning a little closer. Ooh. He is giving, come and talk to me.
I really want to meet you,
can I talk to you? Flash it real fast. One fast. There it is. You got a sneak peek of PD's new album cover. Yeah. That's dope, PD.
Thank you. Can you
tell us when we should be expecting it?
Oh, man. That right there is, I can't.
It's been a long time in the making, PD.
It has, but you know what? Perfection, you can't put up. You can't put
no,
a time
rush it.
And I tell people all the time, you know, a tree can't bloom until it's a season. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and one of my other ones is you can't graduate until graduation. I don't care how smart you are. You can't walk across that stage by yourself.
Okay.
When everybody else go across there, you can go across there and get yours. But, it's been a while. But with everything that a person does, I mean, especially being able to do it on my own now. Like, when you do it for a label, I'm independent now. I work for myself.
Okay.
Silverback Life.
Okay. And you know I was going to ask you about that. Tell me about Silverback.
Silverback Life is an entertainment company designed to empower, you know, young men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Not just black men and not just black women, but men and women of all nationalities. You know, it is to show you your strength of your inner gorilla. You know, whatever it is that you want to go at and whatever it is you want to go, there's an inner gorilla in you that will tear this world down to accomplish or reach a goal that you're trying to. But you got to reach inside and pull it out. And that's what that Silverback Life is all about. It's about empowering people to be greater and to fight as hard as a silverback would fight. And if you've done your research about them, or if you...
They go hard.
You know,
They go hard.
So that's what a Silverback Life represents. But to follow up, I'm with my own company now. So with that being said, I don't have the pressures of, hey, we need this by this time. And I want to do it when it feels right. Because a lot of times you can put an album out. This is like, who did that? Adele?
Mm-hmm.
Adele put her album out and, you know, it was what it was. But she came right back with that same album and re-released it like 5 years later, and she shot to number one, like, you know, 4-5 million out the gate. I think the first time she put it out, she only sold like maybe 100-some thousand copies.
Yeah.
But when after they re-released it, and that goes to show you that there's a time and a place for everything. So you gotta
take your time. Let it cook.
Yeah. You can't take them black eyed peas off in 20 minutes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Or them greens.
You got to let them things sit in there. You know what I mean?
Because
you'll get poison if you don't. You got to make sure you cook them leaves, man, and them peas, man. Because if you don't, man, you're going to be in a world of trouble.
Now, with you coming back to music, the music industry has changed quite a bit. How do you feel about the change? Is it something that you're welcoming? Is it something that you have to adjust to? You know, how do you feel about the climate of music right now? Hip hop specifically.
Okay. I'm going to tell everybody.
Okay.
I'm not worried about what they doing.
Mm-hmm.
What they doing don't concern me. I'm going to do what I do, create the music that I create.
Mm-hmm.
That's what keeps me doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Now, if I wanted to pay attention to what the younger generation is doing, then of course, you know, I would probably give up and be disgruntled and be upset and be, you know, have negative thoughts about what they're doing today. But I mean, we have a younger generation that has now come on into play. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to welcome them with open arms.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie Beverly and Maze ain't trying to do what Chris Brown doing.
No.
You know what I'm
that
saying?
That would be awkward.
Right. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Before I let go.
Right. They're not doing that. Now, Charlie Wilson's a whole different
thing. Okay. Now, but Charlie's going to get out there and
Charlie's
going to
go hard, you know.
Yes.
But at the same time, you just got to do you. You know, stop worrying about that. Because, I mean, I'm not going to be mad because, you know, my children, I don't have any children, by the way, but my children, per se,
right,
want to play Little League you know, football or little league baseball or whatever it is. I don't know anything about sports, so that probably was crazy terminology.
It's all right.
But either way, but, you know, T-ball, my little son wanted to run out there and play T-ball, so I'm not supposed to play Major League Baseball?
Right.
Right. So, no, I mean, there's a place for everything, and that's just like when I was coming up in my hip-hop phase. My mom wasn't listening to what we were doing, and it was boogity, 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 boogity to my grandma. I'm like, boy, you remember that boogity, boogity, boogity mess. Right. But, you know, they were listening to other genres of music. And, I mean, it's the same way now. So now I want to say that it's boogity, boogity, boogity music that they're doing. But it's all art. And as long as they, what I want them to do is stop using their art as weapons. That's what I want them to do. You know, as long as, I mean, they can do all the, I'm in the kitchen with women like a stir fry. I'm in the kitchen with women like a stir fry. They can do it all they want.
All day.
All day. I love it. I love it to death. Mm-hmm. But stop talking about people and what you want to do to people and you don't like this person. Mm-hmm. Like, I love entertainment. And, you know, that's what it is. These kids and these children are giving us great entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, but when they go to the level of, you know, being disrespectful to women and
threatening each other.
Threatening each other, and, you know, and we don't like this side and that side. You know, that's it, you're taking away the beauty of the music.
Yes.
You know, and that's not what music is designed for. Music is designed to be happy. That's why when you create a song, and I tell people this all the time too, stop focusing so much on what you're song is going to be about and go in the studio and have fun.
Yes.
When you have fun on the record, it comes out. Just like if a painter is happy when he creates a painting, you can see it. If he was sad, you can see it. You can see the pain in that. So you can, it's the same way in music. You can feel the pain in music and you can hear the fun and the excitement in music. That's why most of the happy records that you hear all win.
Always
when Pharrell came out with I'm Happy, was it the biggest record? Because he was happy when he did that record.
And people felt happy listening.
And people felt happy listening to that record.
Absolutely. So, where do you draw your inspiration from now when you're writing and when you're in a studio? Is it just you just basically go in and just do what you just said?
I do me. Whatever it is, you know. And that's another reason why my albums are titled The Diary, because I can't actually sit down and talk to everyone in the world, you know, and I really have a lot of stuff bottled up on the inside that I would like to talk to people about. But so what I'll do is I'll go in and I'll write in my diary.
And speak through your music.
And, you know, so it's like a musical diary. That's what it, that's what it actually is. That's what my albums are, because everything on my albums are real. Like, you can't hear me talk about anything that I haven't done or still doing or, you know, or want to do. So everything that I talk about is me, you know, 100%. Like, there's no falsehood in my songs.
Well, one of the things that I love so much about you, even when I met you, you were just so real.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate that you use your social media platforms to inspire. Because even today, you had a message today, and I was like, man, Petey, that spoke for me. Like, that was for me. And I appreciate the fact that you use your voice, you use your celebrity to inspire other people. Is that something that you've always had in you, or?
I feel like, you know, any platform that you have, see, a lot of people are so concerned about, you know, wanting likes and wanting views, you know, for the wrong reason. Like, as soon as I'll go to the women first, you know.
Okay.
Now, what women do, or I'm not going to say women, I'm going to say unguided, misguided, you know, young women. What they'll do is, if they're not getting enough likes, the more they start revealing themselves.
Yep.
It's like, hey, so if I turn around and show my butt on the camera, I'm going to get 1,000 likes. Stop doing it for that. Like, that's not, okay, now you done showed your butt.
Yeah.
What else is there for you to do? You can't do nothing but go further than that the next time, because people gonna get tired of still looking at that same booty. You know, that's still the same booty. You didn't get a new one.
The tutu.
You see that booty? You know what I mean? So you got that. So it only pushes them to do something, you know, to the extreme of disrespecting themselves.
Right.
Men do the same thing, but they want to do it with the drugs or with the money or with the weed or with, you know, and the more money you flashing on camera, why aren't you taking that money and going to your community. You would get more likes by showing that money on a check that you just presented to a school.
Amen.
You would get more props from taking that money and rebuilding houses in your neighborhood.
Preach.
I'm trying. I mean, you want to flash? That's the flex. In the flash, that's the flex you should do.
Yes.
That's the flex right there. Doing something with this money besides showing people that you can buy 30 bottles in a club and you can't drink but two of them. You know, I ain't dissing nobody,
right,
or, you know, I ain't talking just down to nobody. I'm just giving it like I give it. You know, that, I mean, and that's, and so I use my platform. Sure, I don't have 100,000 people following, but Jesus only had 12 following him. Wait a minute, Father God, Lord Jesus.
Well,
see, like me, I can hear your voice.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I ain't gonna preach this morning. He shall about.
Okay.
No, no, I ain't gonna preach this morning. But you know, at the same time, I keep it all the way funky, man. And you know, that's what. So if I only have as many followers as I have, I appreciate them because I know that these people are following me and they're really getting a message. And if I can get my message to those guys and those guys can get my message to someone else,
that's right,
then I'm still, you know, I'm not in here to do it for show, you know. So, I mean, I don't even know half of the people that I've touched.
Right.
You know, I meet people still to the day that run up on me and be like, man, I can't believe I ran into you. I've been listening to you for years. Something you've done, you know, in 2000 helped me change my life. I didn't know that, and I wasn't doing it for that.
Yeah.
I did what I'm led to do. What I do is what I'm led to do. And I don't always do right. Trust me and believe me.
Know.
And I'm going to look you dead in your eyes and tell you, I don't do the right thing all the time. But, you know, I try. But we all come short.
That's
of the
right.
Glory of God.
No,
so,
it's perfect.
You know, ain't nobody here. So, you know, ain't nobody got no reason to be throwing no rocks at nobody's house because everybody's house is made out of glass. So, at the same time, but I think that my platform is, that's what it's for. I think when social media was brought about, it was actually brought about
for the,
no, it was brought about for the wrong reasons.
Because
somebody created it so we would have a better out yet to belittle one another, to talk trash about each other, to put ourselves out there in a disrespectful manner. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Because if you look, every time somebody on another side, something happens, oh, it's a big deal. But when we do it, they don't say nothing. They let us keep talking trash about one another, you know. And so I'm gonna go completely against the grain, you know. And I'm gonna follow the road of using my voice, you know, as a powerful motivational force for people. Because like you said, there's some people that wake up in the morning and don't have any idea of how to put what they're going through in words.
Yes.
And if one of my posts or something I say or something I feel that morning can change a person's mind or change, because that's what I tell people all the time too. If you change your mind, you can change your life.
Yes.
But some people don't understand what and how to put it into words or how to break it down. So my message is a lot of times, you know, put it into perspective for people, and they tell me, and that's wonderful. Like I said, and if I only get 10 people to comment and say, I mean, that is enough for me, because if you change one person's life, you have done a great deal. Trust me.
Yeah. Well, you definitely touched me today with your message. So if you didn't see, follow PD Pablo on social media. Follow PD on social media. Tell everyone your social media.
Social media, Big Papa PD. Now, that's linked to my Instagram. I mean, that is my Instagram. Big Papa PD, BIGPOPPAPETEY. That is, it goes to my Twitter and my Facebook. So, you know, if you send me a message on Facebook and I don't reply. I mean, I try my best. Now,
yes.
Now I tell you, now I do. Now, I might sometimes just put a little heart on it and let you know I seen it, but, you know. But
that's how I be writing along.
Hey,
I'll be moving.
Hey,
I'll be busy.
I am be moving now. You can't sit down and be still and get that money, man.
Okay.
That money, the money don't get sleepy.
That's
know?
Right.
So I got to go out and get it. But I try my best, especially some of them. the real inspirational ones. Like, I got a dude that I think his father may have passed away.
Okay.
I really didn't get too deep into it, mm-hmm. but I just knew that the guy said yesterday, because I seen a picture of my CD, my second CD,
wow.
sliding out of a CD player in a car. And I kind of read through the message real quick, and it said the guy was like, he had came over to his mom's house to move his dad's car. So I'm kind of thinking that his father may have passed away. And when he pulled it out and he got the car started, and all of a sudden, he's like, something just told him to hit the eject button on the CD player. And my CD was in
his dad's car.
In his dad's car.
Wow.
So, you know, that right there was just one of them things. Like, and he was either a preacher or a pastor, one, you know.
Wow.
And but he was like, man, he still loved Petey Pablo. So if he still loved, so
yes.
it's kind of
right.
something. But either way, man, and shouts out to anybody, man, that I have touched. You know, or have heard something in my music. And like I said, I mean, my music sometimes can go either way. You can go over there, you can go there.
Twist it around your head.
You know what I mean? Or do you want it over here or you want it over there? You know, so my music can go either way. But
yes.
at the same time, it's still real. It's still me.
Mm-hmm.
And, but if you dig down in that bag, you're going to pull something real inspirational out. That's
I think you touched on a gem that we need to go ahead and acknowledge. Because your music, you know, you have those jams that make us happy,
mm-hmm.
and you have those jams that touch our souls.
Right, right.
And a lot of artists don't have that wide
balance.
Range mm-hmm. or that balance. So I appreciate you.
I think they do. You know, they really do. And one thing that I found out, because the He Spoke to Me record that I was telling you guys to mm-hmm. go look at was actually on my second album, and everyone, I'm talking about, people still play that song to the day. Like I went to certain places in the Carolinas, and I did my whole show with Freaking League, Raise Up, Goodies, all that, and everybody, and the DJ is like, man, play He Spoke to Me. I'm like,
wow.
bro, that's a gospel record. I'm not doing a gospel record in this club. He's like, I'm telling you, do the gospel record. And I would be up almost about to walk off stage, and the DJ will just turn it on, and the club goes crazy. Like,
wow.
the reason what you were saying is a lot of people don't have that. They do, but the label won't push it because I was on that label. When I was on that label, that's when I did that record. And they was like, Petey, no, I don't. No, that's a gospel record. We can put it on your album, but I don't think we're going to. So when you have the power to do it yourself,
mm-hmm.
do it yourself. Do it yourself. That's why Cardi B is winning, because her album, although it's some fun jams, if you listen to her album, it's all about her struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about her come up. All about her sacrifice, the things she had to go through to get to where she is. She speaks about that from the beginning to the end of her album. And it ain't all about, you know, the glitz and the glamour. She loves that, and she's embracing that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, she did what she had to do to get where she is,
yes,
you know. And people still want to bash that woman and talk trash about that woman. And as sad as it is, that's how this industry is designed. It's designed to build you up, to tear you down.
Shred you up.
But I won't let them do it to me.
No.
You know, I take the bitter with the sweet, you know, because you're going to have some good days, you're going to have some bad days. But stop worrying about the things that that people say about you. Stop worrying about the things that, you know, people, because half of the people that's talking about you doing worse, way
okay.
worse than you are. Like, you know, people, at one point in time, I went through my little tax trouble and this and this and that. Oh, Petey broke. Who am I broke compared to? Am I broke compared to you or Oprah Winfrey? Yeah. To Oprah, yeah, I'm dead greasy, you know what I mean? But your McDonald's working ass. But yeah, stop it. Like, you working at the car wash. There ain't nothing wrong working at the car
That's
wash,
right.
but don't be at the car wash talking bad about me is what I'm saying. Don't
right.
do that to me.
Right.
Like, hey, man. And I think that's just another thing that we have to work at. Like, regardless if a person is doing bad, if I was doing bad, why is that a joy for you to talk about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why don't you try to
how
be
can we help?
How can we help? If you love your fellow man, you should always want to help. I don't care. Like, sometimes I'll just ride around, and I'm gonna keep it all the way funky.
Mm-hmm.
If the man ain't too dirty or the woman ain't too dirty, I'll ask him to get in the car with me, and I'll take him somewhere to get them clean clothes, or I'll get a hotel somewhere, and I may do this for several people. Like, I don't even post this stuff because this is not what I want to publicize,
right?
You know, of the stuff that I do. But and sure, it's dangerous. You know, my family talks to me about it all the time. Like, hey man, you better stop riding around picking up strange people and putting them in your car. Okay, well listen, if I have a conversation with a person, and this is, I don't go to the stream, and I don't really want to go too deep in it, but
right.
If I have a conversation with a person, and God puts something on my heart, and I find out that you've only been out here homeless for 2 weeks, that ain't too far to be able to pull you back.
That's
now, if you
right.
told me you've been out there for 6 years doing the same thing, then you're probably just doing it just because you want to do it.
Yep.
But if you've been out there for 2 weeks, you know, these young girls and these young guys and, you know, even some older guys, but you only been out here for like maybe 2-3 weeks, a month, 2 months, I can still draw you back in. Because if I put you in my car, you know, $60,000 car or, you know, $30,000 car, whatever I'm in, and I take you somewhere and treat you as a human being.
Yes.
Sometimes that can send a spark. It's just like jumper cable, putting jumper cables on the car. Yeah, that battery, they stand out there on the highway asking, the battery dead. Mm-hmm. Put them jumper cables on them.
Bring them back.
You may be able to bring them back. You can't bring everybody back, but but all you're trying to do is save one. If you can save one, you've saved enough. You've saved plenty. So, you know, I mean, it's just, I'm just a different breed.
And the one you save may pay it forward and save somebody else.
And what I don't know, and that's what brings me joy and inspiration, and knowing all I'm doing is the right thing.
Yes.
You know, or trying my best to be as close to right as possible. And that's all. And that's what satisfies me, you know, because I don't have any kids. I don't have a wife. I don't have a girlfriend. You know, my family is, they doing their thing. My mom passed away 4 years ago, which was one of my biggest inspirations.
Yeah.
And one of my biggest reasons for my disappearance is because, you know, I lost my motivation when she passed away. That was my, like, I'm fine. I get $30,000-$40,000 every 3 months, you know, just because of the records I did. So,
right.
I mean, I don't want for nothing. You know, I got cars, houses, and jewelry, and money. And I don't need that. I was actually doing this because I've always wanted to make my mom proud of me.
Yeah.
What she told me before she passed was, don't tell people that, because she's always been proud of me. She wasn't always proud of the things that I've done.
Right.
But, you know, always, she's always been proud of me. So, but when I lost her, it was like, I don't have that person that I have to fight for.
Right.
Anymore, you know, like whenever my mom would pick up the phone and call me, hey, well, you know, I just say, she would never ask for nothing. Be like, boy, I seen this dining room set. That
sure
thing was bad.
Was
that
nice.
Thing was bad. I'm like, yeah, send me a picture of it. Okay, yeah, boy, I so seen this car. Boy, this car came by me, it was clean. I'm like, you want it? No, I just,
no,
I, it, was,
right,
it was just, baby. I was just telling it was pretty. Mm-hmm. You ain't seen that new, whatever it is she wanted. That's what I would fight for.
Right.
You know, to get them, you know. And I had to get these people to come in here and fix this ceiling. I'm tired of this. Okay, don't worry about it. Tear the whole roof off the house if you want it all. But that's what I would go out here and get that bag for. I would get that bag for her. Like, you know, but when I lost her, it was like, what am I doing it for? Because I know how terrible the industry will treat you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know how wishy-washy some of the people may be.
Yeah.
I know that no matter how good you try to be, a hater will never be satisfied with nothing you do. Like, I pulled up in a Lamborghini one time and a dude looked at my car and told me I didn't have no rims on. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, a $300,000 car, but I ain't got no rims on it? I said, that's when I knew right then. Like,
yeah,
you know,
never
it ain't
satisfied.
Yeah, you never be satisfied. So, you know, yeah, that was my motivation, man. But, you know, my sister, my niece, my great niece now, you know, these are the last of what my mom had. So, you know, and we fuss and we fight and we bicker and we argue, we this and we that. But at the same time, man, ain't nothing for those three ladies that I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I just do me, man.
So at what point after your mom's passing did you say, okay, you know, was there a moment, was there a feeling that you said, okay, I'm ready now. You know, I'm good. I'm ready.
I'm still not ready.
Still not.
I'm still not. I'm still, you know, I still fight. That's my biggest that's my biggest tug of war within me, because I'm still not there. Like, I know it now, and knowing is half the battle. That's what people say. Like, you know, but now I've gotten to the point. Like, last year was when I realized that's what happened to me. Yeah. And and now this year, I'm gradually. Well, see, now I have Bone Crusher and Storyteller.
Yes.
So those.
My faves.
Those two individuals are like a brother that I never had and a sister that I never had. And those two have given me a big inspiration, you know. And with me and Bone Crusher, the inspiration has been on both of our ends, because he told me, he was like, dude, I didn't even have no motivation to do this anymore. And I thought it was ironic, because I was like, dude, I'd lost the... But my talent ain't going nowhere. Okay. But what I would do is, I would sit, like, I have hard drives. I have almost 9,000 records that you guys have never heard ever.
Wow.
Like, I heard records last night as I was going through some of the hard drives that I don't even remember doing.
Wow.
And but me and Bone Crusher would sit down and we'd be like, dude, like, you gave me the inspiration to do it again. And I'm like, bro, the same with you. So that's why Bone Crusher and I are working on this album.
Ah,
again, another one. Wow.
Yes.
Right there. Just hit
a
you.
Joint
just
album.
Right there, and just came right in with it.
You know? Petey Pablo and Bone Crusher.
Yeah, that's
big. That's going to be pure fire.
That's big, you know. And when you got individuals that do music the way we did it, you know, because I tell people this and this and that. I mean, I'm always telling people stuff, man. They just don't want to hear me.
Okay.
But
I'm going to listen.
But if I'm Petey Pablo, and I've sold millions of records. And
Grammy-nominated artist.
I lost to Eminem. How big is that? You know what I mean?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, done that.
All right.
But, if I have millions of fans, sold millions of records, Bone Crusher had millions of fans, sold millions of records, why would we go and try to sound like somebody else and mess around and lose the fans that we have, and then the new fans don't accept us, then we have nobody? Do it for the people that that was there with us from A1 day one. Like, I'm no, don't get it offended, young people, but I'm not doing my music for the younger generation, because the younger generation, some may not get it.
Yeah.
I'm doing my music for the people that know who I am and the people that love my genre of music. Like, you know.
Yes.
So, I mean, if the young people like it, hear it, and like it, and accept it, that's a win-win.
That's a win-win.
But if you don't, then you got your other stuff that you can listen to. Like, you know, you ain't going to, everybody don't wear the same clothes. Like, you know, I can't squeeze my little but in there.
You're gonna sag.
I can't squeeze them. I can't squeeze them in there, you know.
You're gonna want some
skinny like
jeans.
To eat too much. I can't squeeze in there, you know. I'm gonna look like, I don't know what I'm gonna look like.
Nah, damn, we don't want
some air coming out of a balloon or something.
Don't,
I can't squeeze in there.
Don't
but
do it,
it's not saying that it's wrong. That's,
yes,
that's what y'all wanna do. I want the guys to stop putting their drawers out.
Oh, God.
I do want that.
Yeah.
You know, because people don't understand that. In another part of the world,
okay, that means
is
something else.
Come here, let me talk to you. You know,
come and talk to me.
Yeah, I really want to meet. You know, but like, draws don't cost that much for you to be showing them off.
No.
Like, I don't care if you paid $200 for a pair of draws. You're not supposed. You can show the top of them.
The line.
Yeah, the little waistband, but don't show the booty part. Not
the
tutu. Don't tote the tutu. You know, but, you know, to each his own, man. And like I said, I'm still not the one to discourage people or to belittle people.
You're guiding.
I'm guiding them, man. If you choose to take my advice, you do. If you don't, hey, that's on you. I'm not going to turn my nose up at you and talk about you when you walk off. You know, I'm going to say, if anything, I'll say, hey, man, I'll pray for that young brother, because, you know, he just, he's going to have to learn.
Yeah.
And trust and believe that if you live long enough, you're going to learn the lesson. And that's what I tell people again. Like, nothing in life is negative. If you take a negative and you learn the lesson from the negative, you have turned that negative into a positive.
Absolutely.
So don't worry about the mistakes that you make. Don't worry about the things that you get wrong. Don't sit home and wallow in sorrow and say that, you know, oh man, I done messed this up. Because every day God gives you an opportunity to wake up and take another breath, that means that's a reset button. So everything you got wrong yesterday, you can go back in and do it again today. Because ain't no rule books to life. No. So you can't read something that she did in her life
and try to apply
and
it.
Try it and make and it work out for you the same way it worked out for her. Because what she eat don't make you fat. So what it is, you have to take life and handle it the way it comes and do it the best way you can. And if you get it right, that's a win. If you get it wrong, learn the lesson. And when you go back to do it again, when you take that test again, then you'll be able to pass it. You know, so don't beat yourself up. A lot of people beat themselves up every time they get something wrong or nothing goes right in my life. Okay, then step back, evaluate how you did it,
and try it another way. Better, or what you could have done differently.
Try it another way.
Come on, Pastor Petey.
There's always another way.
Pastor Petey coming through.
Father God, Lord Jesus.
All right. So I want to talk to you about your acting career because I saw you on Empire.
Yeah, man.
Are you going to explore that a little bit more?
Well, you know, that's another thing. I have I've gotten the director's bug bite. So now I'm you can tell if you look.
You know, I was Chicken Little in my first grade play, I brought the house down.
Oh man, and that's crazy because I was the lead in every school play. When I was in elementary school, I had the lead part in every play in school. But see, like I told you, my mom was just such a big encouragement. She would always tell me that I was her superstar, and that was instilled in me. So when you don't know anything but that, that's what I tell you, man. When you have children when you want your children to be whatever you want them to be, encourage them. No matter what, no matter how tired you are, no matter how irritating some of the stuff they might do, but stay with that encouragement, because they're going to get a lot of discouragement from the world. But so at home, make sure at home, you know, you build them up so they can withstand all that stuff. Because if I didn't have that encouragement from home, when I got hit with the discouragement from the streets, I would have definitely gave it up. Like, I was almost at the point of giving it up, especially when drugs came out and the drug dealers were the cool guys.
Right.
And, you know, the little singing boy didn't get much attention anymore, or the little boy with talent didn't get, you know, everybody wanted this. So I was almost tricked and bamboozled into doing the wrong things. And, you know, I fell a victim a little while, but God wanted me to do something greater than he wanted me not to do it.
That's right.
So
you found your way.
I found it.
It's funny because I love that you say and that you push the point of encouraging your children.
Right.
I have a 9-year-old, and anything that she tries to do or anything that she does, it was a meme or something I posted on Instagram, and it said, me as a father. And the guy was like, wow, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah. And I showed that to her, and she said, mommy, you act like that every time I do something. And, and so that made me feel good, because what I want her to have. And many years ago, John Travolta, I'll say it right, was on Oprah. Yes. And he said that when he was a child, anything that he wanted to do, his mom co-signed it.
Right.
He told his mom he could fly. She bought him a cape. You know, he told her that he was going to be a musician. She bought him a guitar. And it didn't have to be a $1,000 guitar. It could be one of the little banjos.
I had a little Sean Cassidy guitar.
There it is. Yeah. And you know, and thing. She just constantly fed that. So it gave him the mindset that I can do anything I want to do, you know, versus, you know, your parent, you know, some parents.
Sit down. Don't do that. Don't do that. Cut that off.
And you're stupid. Yes. Just like your daddy.
Oh my God.
And then the guys are like, oh, you just like your old thotty mama.
Hey,
you know, we have to build these babies
I'm
up.
I'm telling you, because that will destroy it. That will destroy a child's motivation. Like I said, especially at home, like they already know that, you know, at school or whatever, or on the street, they don't really care. But if they hear anything remotely to what they heard at home, you know, somebody, if you call your child stupid and your child goes to school and they call a child stupid, somewhere in their subconscious, maybe, you know, it might be some truth to it. Right. And they'll start believing it about themselves.
Yep.
But if you give child encouragement, because the teachers, you got some teachers, now, I ain't going to say all, but when I was going to school, that they would tell me some of the same things that I heard my mom say. Now, Moses, you had talent. You're wonderful. You just need to do the work. You just need to apply yourself.
And swinging your shirt around in the air like a helicopter.
Hey, man, put your shirt back on, chap. It is not the time and the place. When you go on a playground, you can do that. Right, right. But I've heard the same things from, you know, from both sides. So when I got hit with the hate, and, you know, it rolled off like water on a duck back. You know, it's like, yes. Hey, man, because I know who I am. But I got that from home first. So you got to give it to these kids at home first, you know, and stop thinking that a child that curses is cute.
Oh, my God.
It's not. Okay. You know, when a child say that word, you need to tear that little booty. Toot-toot. You need to tear it up. You need to tear it up, you know. Like, stop thinking that, you know, the wrong things are cute. Because they only go further and further to the extreme.
Yes.
And before you know it.
Out of control.
Yeah. So, and now you got to go to the schoolhouse and fight. Mm-hmm. But you're fighting for the wrong reason. Sure. They may have talked a little aggressive to your child, or somebody may have grabbed the child by the arm, but what did that child do? Don't worry about what my child did. Okay, so then that means you encouraging the wrong thing. You know, my mom would give me the same speech every day. Now, you go to that damn schoolhouse and embarrass me. Like, Mom, you ain't in the school. Like, I'm there. Right. But you go there. You representing me.
That's right.
You let them people call me, have me come off my job and come there. We going to have some problems. So, you know, and I knew that when I walked out that I was representing my family.
Right.
So that's what I was taught. And, you know, and that's what I pushed that, because nowadays we fight about the wrong things.
Yeah.
My child was doing something wrong is why my child was even in the office in the first place.
Yes.
You know, now if I know that my child ain't doing, there's no way my child would have done that, then sure, we got an issue.
Right.
You know, I know my child don't do that. My child don't do that at home. My child not going to do that in the street. Now I'm going to have a conversation, because you don't try to be friends with your children, but let your children know that there's nothing that they can't talk to you about.
Right.
Because when they hide stuff from them, you don't know if they're telling the truth or not.
Yes.
But you should be able to look at your child and ask your child, hey, did you do this or did you not?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the truth and we can deal with it accordingly. But don't have me going to that school
getting
acting a fool when you did what they said you did. Mm-hmm. You know, so, but you got that. We have to pay more attention. But now with this, the trickery of social media, because I see parents now, all they want to do, child is doing something, they ain't got no business here. They just want to stick a phone in their face. Hey.
No, what about when the child is sick or hurt or injured and they taking pictures of the wounds? Can you take the baby to the ER?
Can you take the baby to the hospital?
And then we could talk about it later on social media.
Oh, my God, man. I mean, And people don't even know how to even to fix the wound, because you could probably do it at home. My grandma could fix anything with a stick of butter and a safety pin.
Turpentine. Oh, my goodness. Turpentine.
Oh, God.
A peroxide.
Salt. Yeah.
I fell off of my bike back in the day. My cousins and I, we were riding bikes. We used to get, you remember when you ride the bike and you get it so good, you do like this
side to side.
So we was getting it, right? I hit some soft sand, flew over the handlebars, landed flat on my back on the concrete. So as a kid, we always thought, if you bust your head open, you're going to die.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
just lay hands on you, you're going to die. So I get up, and I'm like, oh, my God, my head hurt. And my cousin starts screaming.
Yeah, blood everywhere.
Yeah, you bust your head open. So now I'm screaming because I'm going to die.
Yeah, I'm going to die.
You know what my grandmom did?
What?
Child, stop all that screaming. I was raised by my great-grandmother, mind you.
So you might got
so let me pinpoint that. I was raised by my great-grandmother. Mm-hmm. I lost my mother when I was 5.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought me in the house, stuck my head under the sink, wrenched all the blood out of my ponytail, and poured peroxide and iodine on the back of my head and told me, go lay down. Now, ain't even supposed to let a child lay down.
Don't you lay down. Go in there, lay down.
With a concussion.
With a cold concussion. Yeah.
She told me, go lay down. She prayed over me, and that was it. And I still had scar in the back of my head.
Yeah, because you didn't get stitched up properly.
Yeah, I did.
But, hey, that's what they did. Like, I got a whole mark on my leg. It wouldn't even exist, but my whole leg halfway off.
Okay.
And look, wrap that up, put an ace bandage on it,
and lay it down.
Right, so, you know.
And lay down.
But nowadays, they don't even know how to do that.
Mm-mm.
You got to Google everything. how do you cure a common cold?
No, you got it wrong.
Hey Siri, how do you cure a common cold?
So you're gonna say, I'm sorry.
Here's what I found on the web for how do you cure a common.
Oh, she forgot the cold part.
Yeah,
but either way,
cure a common.
Yeah, but see, you got to Google everything now, and because smartphones are actually making us dumb.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and and we're losing the big mamas. Like, we ain't got no more big mamas. No more big mamas. Like, grandma can't. Yeah, when grandma want to go to the club, like, it's not going to work out.
No, it ain't.
Grandma supposed to be getting ready for church. Like, only thing my grandma ever wore was a dress. You know, and, you know, walking around the house in bedroom shoes.
Yes.
And unless she
and
went
the moo-moos.
To the
grocery
store. Yeah, unless she went to the drugstore. Run me up here to the drugstore so I can get me my medicine.
That's
and I can
right.
pay my bills. My
scriptions.
So, you know, but, you know, it time has changed, but
yes.
People still have it in us to bring the ways and the times back if we want them back.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people, I hear people talking about the good old days. Okay, so you know about it. So why don't you
bring that
to your house? Keep
yes.
that. If you start that in your house, we can curb this generation of how the generation has changed.
Yes.
If we still have people here that know about the old school and have a and grew up in the old school.
To keep it alive.
It's not too late to save the generation, bro. It's not too late. Now, sure, of course, we got to do certain things that are according to the times and the now.
Right.
But at the same time, the way you raise children, the way you raise your family, the way you are in the family structure doesn't have to change.
Not at all.
Like, we're not robots. You know, we're not Siri, you know, operated, you know, so we can actually live the same way that we did. I know people that still live on farms. You know, I know people that still don't really talk on cell phones. I seen a house that still had a rotary phone in there. I'm like, me, your grandma still got it. Hey, man, and still work. And still, I'm like, bruh, that's crazy to me. But, you know, but at the same time, so don't say that it can't happen. Like, it's people in Carolina that still live in the mountains. Like, I'm talking about come down once a month to get supplies or twice a month to get supplies and go back up and don't have any lights or electricity or none of that. Like, I lost my mind when I found out that. And I was like, that's for real? Like, dude, like, these people got three teeth, two in their pocket and one in the mouth. Like, hey, wait a minute. Like, dude. But so don't say that you can't bring the family structure back or we can't get back, you know, our family values and morals. Take them damn cell phones away from the dinner table. Like, I mean, at least for an hour a day. Sit down and talk, because that's where we're losing. We're losing communication, you know, because everybody want to text message. Everybody want to Snapchat. Yeah. Everybody want to post on social media. So you want to have a whole conversation with me about something I posted on social media. I wasn't talking to you, first of all, you know. And why is that the only time that you want to comment? Why don't you come and sit down and let's have a whole conversation, you know, without cell phones. So, I mean, I can't change the world, but, you know, I just try to change the mind. If I can change the mind, I'm good.
Have you ever considered possibly doing speaking engagements?
Yeah, they want me to do that. They want me to do that, but
because, I mean, good grief. Like, you really...
Motivational speaking. Yeah.
Yes, because, like, I don't know. I can't speak for my ICC friends, but I just feel so good inside. I know. You see the comments.
Yeah,
they're rolling.
Hey. And I wish I could read them all. God knows.
Okay, so...
I go to sleep if I read a stop sign. So.
Now, from this point forward, if you have any questions or any comments that you would like for me to share with Petey, because Petey said he can't see the comments, so I will share them. Yeah, because they're very small over there in the side. But if you have anything that you want Petey to know... You do have great eyebrows. And I love you have a great arch right here in the middle.
Let me get my ears snatched. I can't get my eyebrows snatched.
Okay. Angel Joy said you motivated me.
Oh, man.
Kimderlin said I can't stop smiling. This is the best interview I've seen.
Oh man, she's gonna make me cry a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, Tiff said pick a switch. Remember you had to go pick a switch.
Oh my God.
Oh,
and
look, so embarrassed.
Pick a little one. Pick a little one you want to. Go get another one. Okay, now bring me another one. Now give me a braid them thing together and tear that butt up. Tutu! Get that booty, man. That's crazy.
Oh my gosh, this is so awesome. Abigail said you are very insightful. Lily said you're handsome.
Ooh.
He already know that,
Lily.
He already know that.
Thank you so much.
Yes. I just so appreciate you chatting with me today. This has been, hands down, one of the most fun interviews inspiring, fun. Oh, don't cry, Amina. Oh, okay. But it's been fun. It's been inspiring, and I feel like I've gotten to know you better as a person because, you know, I grew up, you know, trying to twerk the freak a leak and you know,
man, I hated that song.
You know, I started to ask you what's your most favorite song to perform? Hands down, right? It's Raise Up. What's your most favorite song to perform? Since we know Freak Leak is
okay.
Least.
You didn't say. No, I hated that song because when I did that song, my mom was alive. Mm-hmm. So if, back in those days when I was doing music, if I couldn't play the song for my mom, I wouldn't have it.
Yeah.
And the label made that song my single. Like, they told me I was doing a song for a Violators compilation album.
Right.
And they actually made it my single. So my mom kept saying, "Hey, I heard you got a new single out." I'm like, I don't know what it is. Hey, you know. But that light is bright.
Yeah, it is bright. Go on, throw your shades on. Yeah.
But Raise Up is awesome because
it's an anthem.
Outside of it being such a high energy record, I did that song 18 years ago, and that song still
knock today.
Like in the same club as they playing Tutu. See that boop? Wanna see that? I'm in there. Get your women like a step back. The same. They can play that and then come in and Raise Up, and the club gonna sit. Fine.
Go off.
And it's just an honor and a pleasure to be able to say that I made a record so
timeless.
So timeless that, you know, it's still around.
It's now. Timeless.
I call it the Prince factor.
Yes, you know, I can see that.
Prince and Michael Jackson, you can still play either one of those records
all day, and it's gonna go up
right now.
It's gonna go up. Okay, so Angel said this interview is gold, dripping with wisdom. Glad I tuned in. Venus said he couldn't stuff. Tell him I said so. That's what Venus has said.
Hey, Benny.
And Tiff said, I can't wait for you to drop your new music.
Oh,
Venus also said this is one of the best ICC interviews for sure.
What's ICC? Ice cream?
Combos.
Okay, right.
Yeah, because
okay.
You used to be saying ice cream combos instead of ICC.
ICC. Because ICC is something else, ain't it? In hospital.
Is it IDC?
ICU. Isn't ICU.
That at college? Little Romeo and them be good? ICDC?
ICDC college.
That's what you do. The ICDC college.
No, that's ICC. I'm telling you.
It's ICC.
Somebody work in a hospital. It's ICC, ain't it?
Hmm. Well, it ain't ice cream combos.
It ain't ice cream combo. I know that's right. Because it ain't but one of them. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm giving the face. What's your most favorite flavor of ice cream? Please don't tell me you're lactose intolerant. Don't do that.
Daiquiri ice.
Daiquiri ice cream?
Daiquiri ice. It's called daiquiri ice. It's like, it looks green, but it's called daiquiri ice. And sherbet.
Oh, sherbet.
Sherbet and daiquiri ice. No, you gotta. I mean, you gotta.
Is that something local? I've never heard of daiquiri ice.
Images of daiquiri ice.
Him and Siri. Let me see.
Wait a minute.
Oh, she trying to go into your
yeah.
Siri went into your business.
Right. Wait a minute.
The fact that Petey Pablo has three phones laying over here on the table,
No.
Three phones.
I got three.
Okay,
Siri, Google daiquiri ice.
Here's what I found on the web for
daiquiri. Why she talking
ice?
Sexy? She's like, here's what I found.
That's my baby.
Siri, acting up. So it's Baskin Robbins.
Yes, look at that.
Ooh. Okay, so I'm gonna have to go get some today. There's a Baskin.
I don't know. I don't know. It come in season, so I don't know if it's the right season for it. I don't know if it's the right season. But if I don't eat that, it's a dolce leche or something.
Uh-huh.
It's the caramel.
That sound like that make you get bubble good.
Oh, that good girl, yeah. It hit that booty. Toot-toot. Yeah, you better get right now. Don't eat that. And eat some. Hey, because where did we go? We ate some. I don't know what we ate. I know I ain't had no Venice Jeans.
No, okay.
But, you know, I love it.
I don't want no problems.
But you know what? It's cleaning. That would clean your system out.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
okay.
You got to clean pipes
the
out.
Natural cleansing.
The natural. Okay. I can't do the pipe. I can't do the pipe. Can't do the hose. I can't do the colonical. I can't do
it. Okay, so Tina said, ice in the hospital is the intensive care unit.
What, ICC?
Wouldn't that be ICU, though? Intensive care unit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, ICU.
That's what you were thinking?
ICU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Angel said Siri nosy. She tried pulling your pictures.
Didn't she?
She sure did. She did try to pull up your pictures. Okay.
You're the greatest, Siri.
I am putting myself to the fullest possible use, which is all I think.
Do you hear his Siri?
Ever hope to do. Now, Siri,
no, listen to Petey Siri and then listen to mine. Wait.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. Hey Siri, pull up a Petey Pablo song. Oh, she went straight to Apple. Hold on. I want her to talk to me because your Siri is being very sexy and it's a little weird. Hey Siri, what's Petey Pablo's real name?
The full name of Petey Pablo is Moses Barrett.
Now, ask yours. She's going to say his real name is
Siri,
Moses.
Siri, please tell me what Petey Pablo's real name is.
Here's the contact info for Petey Pablo.
Petey! You Petey! Why'd she call you Petey?
You know you're saying my name wrong, right?
Knowledge is good.
Yeah, but Siri, you are saying my name wrong. You're pronouncing my name wrong.
You're Pablo, but you asked me to call you Mr. Pablo.
See, you put people in my business now.
See, on that note, that's why she's talking like that. You told me to call you Mr. Pablo.
See, people ain't able to know me. Yeah, huh? I got a whole working relationship.
You told me to call you Mr. Pablo. Hey, it's Petey, Mr. Pablo, if you're nasty. Petey, thank you so much for talking with me today. This has been the most fun interview that I have done in probably ever.
I love it. I love
probably
it, man.
Ever. You're so easy to talk to.
It's nothing. The biggest thing with me is the misunderstanding about me. A lot of people, because they don't know me, and the reason that some people don't like me, because I'm not saying that all people, but the reason some people don't like me is because they don't know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And but once they get to know me, I'm gonna give you one quick story.
Okay.
There were some guys. I'm not even gonna tell you where they're from because I don't, you know, I'm not putting nobody's business in the street, but. These guys has actually did a whole DVD talking trash about me. And somebody gave me the DVD. And, you know, and I've seen the DVD and I looked at it. But I'm still not the one to run up and be like, oh, yeah, whoop, let's get it on, you know.
Right.
Because I sat back and I understood that you're not saying anything relevant. You don't have any facts that you don't like me on. So that means you don't know me.
Right.
So the reason you don't like me is because you don't know me. Went to a spot that all of the guys that were on the DVD were talking about me were there. I walked in, everybody tense, until I went and started having a ball and started sending people drinks. The whole group of guys that didn't like me, sent them all drinks. Hey, man, walk over to them. Let's pop bottle. Let's chill. This and this and that. And then as the night grew on and everybody, oh, we want to take pictures. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, look, y'all come in. Let me holler at y'all real quick. And I'm like, so did I change your mind? Yeah, what are you talking about? I'm like, did I change your mind about not liking me? And F. Petey Pablo with this and this and that. And they were like, bro, we ain't never. Wait. Stop. Because the worst thing you can do is look a man in his face and tell
lie.
Him a lie.
Yeah. Don't lie.
Understand it. I'm not saying this because I'm thinking this. And I pulled the DVD out and sat it down.
Receipts.
And I'm like, bro, it's okay. You don't know me. You didn't know me. None of you guys knew me. But you see, I'm not like that. I'm nothing that y'all was saying about me is who I really am. Like, sure, don't get it twisted. You know, and this is what I want people to understand. I have the potentials of being a very, very intense individual, you know. But I've learned to use my power for greatness, you know.
Okay.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Absolutely.
Now, I can go out here and tear this world all to pieces if I wanted to. But at the end of the day, who would I be hurting? I'd be hurting me.
Right.
Because you can't make people respect you by applying fear.
Right.
That's all you can get. If I go out here and want to beat up everybody and we want to jump on people or want to run up and shoot up spots and all this stuff, I can only get fear from these people. I'll still never get their respect. And that's what people want. Me as a man, I want respect as a man for being a good man, for being an understanding man, and being able to to walk away from situations. Situations that I know I could completely destroy.
Mm-hmm.
I say, brother, look, can we, you and me, because most times you get people by themselves, all that hoopla,
yep.
You can get that, you can completely diffuse all that situation. Mm-hmm. Because most of the time it's impressing other people.
It is.
So if you can pull the young man or the young lady to the side, everybody out there, if y'all got situations, y'all can pull them people to the side, get them to the side, and y'all have one-on-one. Who want to fight by themselves? You know what I mean? So we ain't want to have, you know, tearing each other head off if we ain't here by ourselves. It's all because we want to do it for YouTube and world star. You know what I mean? But pull these people, if you got a difference with somebody, and then understand that half of the differences you have with people ain't that big anyway.
No.
Stop fighting people for principles. Oh, well, it's the point. It ain't the point, because the point is you're going to mess around and lose, because you hit that girl or you hit that guy and he fall wrong and he hit his head and he died.
Okay.
Now you got a whole nother situation.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was, but y'all fighting about because she didn't pay you for the ticket.
Or she put a slick comment under your Instagram.
Right, come
picture.
On. Right. Yeah. But now this whole, now you have disrupted two families because your butt locked up. Toot, toot. Right.
Mm, yeah.
And and now somebody else is in the ground. You know, and just learn that these differences that we're having is really pointless and useless.
It is.
And if we don't start sticking together, you see that now that we got certain Cheetos in office, you know, certain bag of Cheetos is in office, you know, how racism is coming full circle back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we ain't never had that much stuff to be considered racism.
They getting bold.
Hey, it's coming, you know, but if we can't stand up for ourselves, if we can't even hold us down, why should we care about how they treat us? If we can't even treat ourselves with respect, why should they respect us?
Yep.
And that's what's giving them the gateway, because that's their go-to. Well, you call yourself that, why we can't do it? Hey, come on, you know why.
Yep.
You know why. You know what I mean? Well, you just killed your brother, why can't we kill him? Hey, we got to take that power back. Take that power back. If we want them people to treat us better, then we got to learn how to do better.
Yes.
As people.
Treat ourselves better. You got some more comments over here.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Lisa said, hey, PD Pablo.
Oh, she did the hey.
let's see. Samantha said, there's always room to change your mind about somebody. Just be honest about it. That's great. Erie says, great innovators. Sylvia said, Matt, respect for you. Let's see. Joanna said, great interview. That's my cousin.
Hey, Joanna.
We look just alike.
Joanna, she said she came out looking like Holly Bird this morning.
Tell nobody.
All right,
that. Ha, baby, telling it. Let's see. And Abigail said, you talking that grown folks stuff. And it was another comment. Oh, Abigail said, PD, you have learned to be mature and you have learned to be respectful of yourself.
Yeah, I have. Thank you very much for noticing.
Yep. And on that note, I want you to tell everybody where they can
follow me.
Yes.
Big Papa Petey.
All that. Support
okay. Well, you know, Silverback Line, that's my company. I have an online store, and you can go to www.pdpablo.com, and you can find out about the shows. You can find out about the merchandise that we have going on. I have a new beer coming out, Cinco de Mayo, called Petey's Pale Ale. We have the album with me and Bone Crusher coming out. We have the compilation album I'm doing with the artist from North Carolina. I just released a mixtape with the Universal Attractions.
Okay.
Still working, almost completed with my new album, Diary of a Sinner, the New Testament. I'm almost 45 minutes into my I'm like 15 minutes from finishing my hour-long documentary.
Oh, I'm excited.
Called, you know, Diary of a Sinner, you know, the untold story.
That's going to be good.
That's really going to be good. You know, because I get to show you, you know, a lot of things and a lot of places that you guys, you know, may haven't had a chance to visit yet. So, you know, I travel around and, you know, I talk about the experiences of mine and, you know, how it feels coming from where I came from to be to where I'm able to do the things I'm doing now. If you choose to, you know, I would love for you guys to enjoy the ride and see the vision.
I got an idea.
Okay.
Let's do, like, dinner with Petey. Let's have, like, let's do, like, we get together, we grab a few ICCers, and I'll just go out, and I'll treat all of you, and we just go out to dinner, and just sit down and talk and have a good time.
Well, you know, it's not going to happen. I'm a man. Oh. I'm a real man. So, you know, where I grew up, the man takes care of all that.
Well, I just wasn't going to invite a whole bunch of people and expect you to pay for it.
Well, I mean, I'll do that because, I mean, that's what a man is supposed to do.
Okay, we're going to do dinner with Petey.
Dinner with Petey.
And that'll be fun.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know what we should do?
Uh-oh.
We should get us somewhere and do dinner with Petey, but let Petey cook. Show you how a real deal get down.
Snap.
Yeah, because you know Petey burning in the kitchen. Now. You know that's my thing. Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah,
let's talk with Petey. Let's talk to Drea and see if maybe we can do it here.
Sure, we got stoves and stuff here.
No.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We need a big kitchen.
Yeah, we need a big kitchen.
So you know I can show y'all how to put them spices in there. You know what I mean. And show you how to do it. Get that Worcestershire sauce, that Larry seasoned salt. Get that, man. Let me show you. Get that Old Bay seasoning.
Yeah.
You know, man. Let me show
What's
you.
What's your favorite dish to make?
Anything I put my mind to.
Oh well.
Whatever it is, I want. I'm crazy with that barbecue chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my cabbage is phenomenal.
Mm.
You know, my black eyed peas are sensational. Mm.
I'm hungry.
You know, I go in, man. I got to get it. You know, my cooking came from my mom.
Oh.
Out in California, been out in California for years, and I got tired of eating fast food.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, and I was like, Mom, I'm tired of this. Help me. I want to cook something. Walk me through it. She was like, go get all the food that you're going to get. And then call me back. I got all the food that I'm going to get. Tell me what you got. I told her everything I got. She said, now, go back to the store. Get this seasoning. I went and got all that. And she walked me through it. And after I finished, I invited some people over. When they walked into my house, they was like, dude, your mom here. I was like, no, she's not here. They was like, no, she got to be. She got to be here. I'm like, I'm telling you.
Mama biscuits.
Right, that part. And And she was like, well, you could always cook. You just never had an inspiration to try to do it. She was like, you come from a cooking family.
Wow.
She was like, but, you know. And so now, I mean, and that's another thing that makes me feel close to her. So, you know, when I go in the kitchen. And let me go ahead and give you a tip. So just in case people want to try to cook. If you don't really know how to cook, seasoning is your key. But if you don't know how to cook, because you got to know how to eyeball this stuff. Because it just don't come to you. You got to be able to get it. So if you don't know how to cook, take your seasoning, make it separate. Don't put the seasoning on the food because you're going to mess the food up. Take the seasoning, make it separate, taste it, then apply it to your food after you get your seasoning on the side right. Whatever you want your food to taste like, experiment over here. Don't experiment, just dump the stuff in there
because
you're going to mess it up and have to throw out some good food. Because cooking is basic. You boil it, bake it, you know, grill it, fry it, whatever. That's basic. But it's the seasoning that makes your food what it's supposed to be. So if you don't know how to cook and you want to surprise your husband or your wife or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever, don't put that seasoning on the food if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Make it on the side, taste it. If that's what you like that taste, then apply. I just gave you a Petey cooking tip. Send me $2.50 to the Petey Petey Collar Fund.
To the Cooking with Petey
Collar. To the Cooking with Petey Collar Fund.
You're just dropping all kind of gems. Yeah. I gotta go because I need to get some recipes from Petey.
Yeah.
And make sure you follow Petey on social media. And if you forget all his handles, Google Petey Pablo.
Yeah.
And everything you need will come up. Thank you so much. I love you so much.
Thank you so much, baby.
I love Petey. Okay, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you missed any part of this broadcast, you can either replay it here or it will be on the Ice Cream Combos website and or our YouTube page. Okay? Have a great day, guys. Bye.